3:3:6:3, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. Signifies a lack of the cognitions of faith. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Signifies the doctrinal things of faith. Abimelech is the doctrine of faith that looks to rational things. The king of the Philistines denotes doctrinal things, and Gerar is faith. 3:3:6:4. And there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. That this signifies a lack of the cognitions of faith is evident from the signification of famine as being a lack of cognitions, number 1460. That it is a lack of the cognitions of faith is evident from what presently follows, that is, from the representation of Abimelech and from the signification of Gerar as being that which is of faith. The famine in the days of Abraham, mentioned in the 12th chapter, verse 10, and explained above, number 1460, denoted a lack of the cognitions which are of the natural man. But the famine here spoken of denotes a lack of the cognitions which are of the rational man. And therefore it is said that there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. In the internal sense, the subject here treated of is the Lord, in that from his divine are all the doctrinal things of faith. For there is no doctrinal thing, nor the smallest part of one, that is not from the Lord, because the Lord is doctrine itself. Hence it is that the Lord is called the Word, because the Word is doctrine. But as everything that is in the Lord is divine, and the divine cannot be comprehended by any created being, therefore in so far as they appear before created beings, the doctrinal things that are from the Lord are not truths purely divine, but are appearances of truth. Nevertheless, within such appearances there are truths divine, and because they have these truths within them, the appearances also are called truths, and these are now treated of in this chapter. 3:3:6:5. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. That this signifies the doctrinal things of faith is evident from the representation of Isaac as being the Lord as to the divine rational. See above number 1893, 2066, 2072, 2083, 2630. And that Isaac is the Lord's divine rational as to divine good, number 3012, 3194, 3210. And also as to divine truth, which is represented by the marriage of Isaac with Rebekah, number 3012, 3013, 3077. Thus by Isaac is here represented the Lord as to divine truth conjoined with the divine good of the rational, for Rebekah was with Isaac and was called sister. From the representation of Abimelech as being the doctrine of faith that looks to rational things, number 2504, 2509, 2510, 2530, and from the signification of the king of the Philistines as being doctrinal things, that in the internal sense a king denotes the truth which is of doctrine, may be seen above, number 1672, 2015, 2069, and that the Philistines signify the science, scientia, of cognitions, which also is that of doctrinal things, number 1197, 1198, and from the signification of Gerar as being faith, number 1209, 2504. This shows what is signified by Isaac's going to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar, namely, that from the Lord comes the doctrine of faith that looks to rational things, or what is the same, the doctrinal things of faith. All those things are called doctrinal which are of doctrine, and which in so far as they can be received and acknowledged in heaven by angels and on earth by men, are said to look to rational things, for it is the rational that receives and acknowledges them. But the rational is such that it cannot possibly apprehend divine things, for it is finite, and the finite cannot apprehend what is of the infinite. and consequently truths divine from the Lord are presented before the rational by means of appearances. Hence it is that doctrinal things are nothing but appearances of truth divine, that is, nothing but celestial and spiritual vessels, within which is what is divine. And because the divine, that is, the Lord is in them, they affect us, whence comes the conjunction of the Lord with angels and men. 3366, verses 2 and 3. And Yehovah appeared unto him, and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land of which I tell thee. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these lands, and I will set up the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And Yehovah appeared unto him and said, signifies thought from the divine, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land of which I tell thee, signifies that he should not go down to scientifics, but to rational things, which being enlightened by the divine are appearances of truth. Sojourn in this land signifies instruction, and I will be with thee, signifies the divine, and will bless thee, signifies that thus there would be increase. For unto thee signifies good, and unto thy seed signifies truth. I will give all these lands, signifies spiritual things. And I will set up the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, signifies confirmation thus. 3367. And Yehovah appeared unto him and said, That this signifies thought from the divine is evident from the signification of appearing when said of the Lord, who is Yehovah, as being the divine itself that was in him. That Yehovah was in the Lord, and that the Lord himself is Yehovah, has been shown above in many places. See number 1343, 1725, 1729, 1733, 1736, 1791, 1815, 1819, 1822, 1902, 1921, 1999, 2004, 2005, 2018, 2025, 2156, 2329, 2447, 2921, 3023, 3035, 3061. And that in so far as the Lord had united the human essence to the divine, so far he spoke with Yehovah as with himself, number 1745, 1999. Thus Yehovah appearing to him in the internal sense signifies from the divine. That thought is signified is evident from the signification of saying as being to perceive and also to think, as has been frequently shown. 3368. Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land of which I tell thee. That this signifies that he should not go down to scientifics, but to rational things, which being enlightened by the divine are appearances of truth, is evident from the signification of Egypt as being scientifics, number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462, and from the signification of land as being here rational things, which when enlightened by the divine are appearances of truth. For the land which is here meant is Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines, was, and by Gerar is signified faith. By Abimelech, the doctrine of faith that looks to rational things, and by the king of the Philistines, doctrinal things, number 3363, 3365. So that the land, namely Gerar, where Abimelech was, has the above signification in the internal sense. For the signification of land is various, number 620, 636, 1066, denoting the quality of the nation of which it is predicated, number 1262. But in the proper sense, land signifies the church, number 3355. And because it signifies the church, it signifies also those things which are of the church, consequently the doctrinal things of charity and faith, thus also rational things which being enlightened by the divine are appearances of truth. For that these appearances are the truths of the church, thus its doctrinal things, may be seen above. number 3364, 3365. Whether you say rational things enlightened by the divine were appearances of truth, or celestial and spiritual truths, such as are in the Lord's kingdom in the heavens or in heaven, and such as are in his kingdom on the earth or in the church, comes to the same thing. And the same are also called doctrinal things, but this from the truths that are in them. The angelic and human rational is, and is called rational, from appearances of truth that are enlightened by the divine, and without these it is not rational. Thus rational things are these appearances of truth. The reason why it is here said that he should not go down into Egypt, that is, not to scientifics, is that scientifics have already been treated of, for Abraham's sojourning in Egypt represented the Lord's instruction in his childhood in scientifics, number 1502. As regards the Arcanum, that he should not go down into Egypt, but should sojourn in the land of Gerar, that is, that he should not look to scientifics, but to rational things, the case is this. All appearances of truth that have what is divine in them belong to the rational, insomuch that rational truths and appearances of truth are the same, whereas scientifics belong to the natural, insomuch that natural truths and scientifics are the same. Rational truths or appearances of truth cannot possibly be and come forth except from the influx of the divine into the rational, and through rational things into the scientifics which are of the natural. The things which then take place in the rational appear in the natural, just as an image of many things appears altogether in a mirror, and thereby they are presented before the man, and also before an angel. Before an angel, however, they are not presented so evidently in the natural as they are with those who are in the world of spirits, and are in the spiritual natural, and hence these have representatives of truth. The case is similar with every man. For as before said, the man who is in good is a little heaven, or what is the same is an image of the grand heaven. And because divine truth cannot inflow immediately into scientifics which are of the natural man, but only through rational things, as before said, therefore it is here said that Isaac should not go down into Egypt, but should reside in the land of Gerar. But a clear idea cannot be had concerning these things unless the nature of influx is known, and also the nature of ideas. And therefore, of the Lord's divine mercy, these things will be treated of at the close of the chapters, where experiences are related. 3369. Sojourn in this land. That this signifies instruction is evident from the signification of sojourning as being to instruct, number 1463, 2025, and from the signification in this place of land as being rational things which, when enlightened by the divine, are appearances of truth, see just above, number 3368. Thus sojourning in this land signifies instruction in these things. 3370. And I will be with thee. That this signifies the divine is evident from the fact that it is Yahuwah who speaks, thus the divine itself. And when it is said by him, I will be with thee, it signifies in this connection that thus the divine would be in them. 3371. And will bless thee. That this signifies that thus there would be increase is evident from the signification of blessing as being to make fruitful in goods and to multiply in truths. See number 981, 1420, 1422, 1731, 2846, 3140, thus signifying increase. 3372. For unto thee. That this signifies good is evident from the fact that unto thee refers to Isaac, by whom is represented the Lord as to the divine rational, as has been often shown. And the Lord's divine rational is nothing but good, even the truth therein being good, because divine. 3373. And unto thy seed. That this signifies truth is evident from the signification of seed as being truth, See number 29, 255, 1025, 1447, 1610, 1940, 2848, 3310. Thus it signifies the truth which is from the Lord's divine, which is thy seed. They who apprehend the word only according to the sense of the letter cannot know but that seed denotes posterity. Consequently, hear the posterity of Isaac from Esau and Jacob, and chiefly from Jacob, because the word was in that nation, and it contains so many historical facts concerning them. But in the internal sense by seed, there is not meant any posterity from Isaac, but all those who are the sons of the Lord, thus the sons of his kingdom, or what is the same, who are in good and truth from the Lord. And because these are seed, it follows that the very good and truth from the Lord are seed, for hence come the sons. Wherefore also the very truths from the Lord are called the sons of the kingdom in Matthew. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, the good seed are the sons of the kingdom. 13 verses 37 and 38. Hence also by sons in general are signified truths. Number 489, 491, 533, 1147, 2623. Every one who thinks somewhat more deeply or interiorly may know that in the divine word, by the seed of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, so often mentioned, and concerning which it is so frequently said that it should be blessed, and this above all nations and people in the world, cannot be signified their posterity. For above all nations they were least of all in the good of love to the Lord and of charity toward the neighbor, and were not even in any truth of faith. For they were utterly ignorant of what the Lord is, what his kingdom, thus what heaven is, and what the life after death. Both because they did not want to know, and because if they had learned about these things, they would at heart have totally denied them, and would thus have profaned interior goods and truths, just as they so frequently profaned exterior ones by becoming open idolaters, which is the reason why, in the sense of the letter of the word of the Old Testament, any interior things so rarely stand forth to view. Being of this nature, the Lord has said concerning them in Isaiah, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. John 12, verse 40. And again, when they said, We are Abraham's seed, Abraham is our father, Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's sons, ye would do the works of Abraham. Ye are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father ye will to do. John 8, verses 33, 39, and 44. By Abraham here is meant the Lord, as everywhere in the word. And that the Jews were not his seed or sons, but the seed of the devil, is plainly stated. All this shows very plainly that by the seed of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, as mentioned in the historical and prophetical word, are by no means meant their posterity, for the word throughout is divine, but all those who are the Lord's seed, that is, who are in the good and truth of faith in him. That from the Lord alone comes celestial seed, that is, all good and truth, may be seen above. Number 1438, 1614, 2016, 2803, 2882, 2883, 2891, 2892, 2904, 3195. 3374. I will give all these lands. That this signifies spiritual things is evident from the signification of lands as here being rational things, which when enlightened by the divine are appearances of truth. See above number 3368. That these appearances are truths has already been shown, number 3364, 3365. Consequently, by lands are here meant spiritual things, for these are nothing else than truths from the divine, as may be seen from what has been frequently said above as to what is meant by spiritual things. By the spiritual in a genuine sense is meant the very light of truth which is from the Lord, just as by the celestial is meant all the flame of good from the Lord. From this we may see that as this light inflows from the Lord into both man's rational and his natural, the spiritual is predicated of both, and that it is the divine as to the truth that flows in. This shows what in the genuine sense the spiritual is, and that there is a spiritual rational and a spiritual natural. 3375. And I will set up the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. That this signifies confirmation is evident from the signification of an oath or of swearing as being confirmation, number 2842. It is not here said to set up the covenant made with Abraham, but the oath, for the reason that a covenant is predicated of the celestial or of good, but an oath of the spiritual or of truths, number 3037, which are the subject here treated of. And for the same reason in what follows, it is not said of Isaac that he made a covenant with Abimelech, but that he sware a man to his brother, verse 31, whereas it is said of Abraham that he and Abimelech made a covenant, Genesis 21, verse 32. See Psalm 105, verses 8 to 10. By the confirmation here referred to, which is signified by an oath, there is meant the conjunction of the Lord with those who are in his kingdom, for an oath is the confirmation of a covenant, and by a covenant is signified conjunction. Number 665, 666, 1023, 1038, 1864, 1996, 2003, 2021. 3376. The internal sense of these two verses is that when the divine truth flows in by rational things, it presents appearances of truth, and thus fructifies and multiplies itself in respect to the good and truth through which the Lord conjoins himself with angels and men. That this is the sense cannot be seen from the first exposition, wherein everything is scattered, that is to say, from what was said in number 3366, that there was thought from the divine not to go down to scientifics, but to rational things which, when enlightened by the divine, are appearances of truth, and that from these would come instruction from the divine and increase, thus good and truth which are spiritual, whereby there is conjunction of the Lord with the things in his word. These things which before man appear thus scattered are yet in the internal sense conjoined together in the most orderly manner, and before the angels or in heaven appear and are perceived in a most beautiful series and connection, nay, are attended with angelic representatives in a celestial form, and this with inexpressible variety. Such is the word throughout in its internal sense. 3377, verses 4 and 5. And I will cause thy seed to be multiplied as the stars of the heavens, and I will give unto thy seed all these lands. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And I will cause thy seed to be multiplied as the stars of the heavens, signifies truths and the cognitions of faith. And I will give unto thy seed all these lands, signifies the churches thence derived. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, signifies all those who are in good, both within and without the church. Because that Abraham hearkened to my voice, signifies the union of the Lord's divine essence with the human essence through temptations, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, signifies through continuous revelations from himself. 3378. And I will cause thy seed to be multiplied as the stars of the heavens. That this signifies truths and the cognitions of faith is evident from the signification of seed as being truths, number 3373, and from the signification of stars as being the cognitions of faith, number 2495, 2849. 3379. And I will give unto thy seed all these lands. That this signifies the churches thence derived is evident from the signification of seed as being truths. Thus those who are in truths, who are on this account called the sons of the kingdom, number 3373. And from the signification of lands as being the rational things which, when enlightened by the divine, are appearances of truth, number 3368. Thus those who are in rational things that are enlightened by the divine, or what is the same, those who are in celestial light. And as those only are in such light who are in the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, that is in heaven, and who are in his kingdom on earth, that is in the churches, it is evident that by these lands are signified the churches. For churches are not churches because they are so called and because they profess the Lord's name, but because they are in the good and truth of faith. The good and truth of faith is that which constitutes the church, yea, which is the church. For in the good and truth of faith is the Lord, and where the Lord is, there is the church. 3380. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That this signifies all who are in good, both within and without the church, is evident from the signification of being blessed as being to be made fruitful and good, and to be multiplied in truths. See number 981, 1422, 1731, 2846, 3140. From the signification of seed as being the goods and truths which are from the Lord, number 3373, and from the signification of the nations of the earth as being all who are in good, number 1259, 1260, 1416, 1849. Thus by all the nations of the earth being blessed in thy seed is signified that through the good and truth which are from the Lord, all are saved who live in mutual charity, whether they are within the church or without it. That the Gentiles who are without the church and who are in good are equally saved may be seen above. Number 593, 932, 1032, 1059, 1327, 1328, 2049, 2051, 2284, 2589, 2604, 2861, 2986, 3263. 3381. Because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. That this signifies the union of the Lord's divine essence with the human essence through temptations is evident from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord as to the divine human also. See number 2833, 2836, 3251. And from the signification of hearkening to my voice when predicated of the Lord as being to unite the divine essence to the human through temptations. For in the word it is from these that obedience is predicated of the Lord. What is here said has reference to that which is related concerning Abraham in chapter 22, namely that God tempted him and said unto him that he should take his son and offer him for a burnt offering, verses 1 and 2. And when he hearkened to this voice, it is said, Now I know that thou fearest God, and thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only one, from me. In myself have I sworn, saith Yehovah, because thou hast done this word, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only one, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens. Verses 12, 16, and 17. That by not withholding thy son, thine only one, from me, which was hearkening to the voice, is signified the unition of the human with the divine through the last of temptation, may be seen above, number 2827, 2844. That this is meant by a hearkening to the voice of Yahuwah, or the Father, is evident also from the words of the Lord in Gethsemane. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Again a second time. My Father, if this cup cannot pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done. Matthew 26, verses 39 and 42. Mark 14, verse 36. Luke 22, verse 42. But inasmuch as Yahuwah or the Father was in him, or he in the Father and the Father in him, John 14, verses 10 and 11, by hearkening to the voice of Yahweh is meant that the Lord united the divine to the human through temptations by his own power, as is also evident from the words of the Lord himself in John. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. 10, verses 15, 17, and 18. That the Lord by his own power united his divine essence to his human essence through temptations may be seen above. Numbers 1663, 1668, 1690, 1691, 1725, 1729, 1733, 1737, 1787, 1789, 1812, 1820, 2776, 3318. 3382. And kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. That this signifies by means of continuous revelations from himself, that is to say, as by means of temptations, so also by means of these revelations, the Lord united the divine essence to the human, is evident from the fact that these words, keeping his charge, commandments, statutes, and laws, involve all things of the word, namely, charge all things of the word in general, commandments the internal things, statutes the external things, and laws all things specifically. Inasmuch as this is predicated of the Lord, who from eternity was the word, and from whom all these things are, in the internal sense it cannot be signified that he observed these things, but that he revealed them to himself when he was in a state of unition of the human with the divine. These things do indeed appear at first view rather remote from the sense of the letter, and even from the proximate internal sense. But still, when the words are read by man, this is their sense in heaven. For, as occasionally before said, and as may be seen from examples given, number 1873, 1874, in its ascent toward heaven, the sense of the letter is put off, and instead of it, another celestial sense comes into view, so different that it cannot be known to be from the same source. For they who are in heaven are in the idea that in the internal sense all things of the Word treat of the Lord, and also that all things of the Word are from the Lord. Likewise, that when he was in the world, the Lord thought from the divine and thus from himself, and acquired for himself all intelligence and wisdom through continuous revelations from the divine. And therefore from the above words they perceive nothing else. For keeping the charge, commandments, statutes, and laws is not predicable of the Lord, because he himself was the Word. Consequently, he himself was the charge, he himself was the commandment, he himself the statute, and he himself the law. For all these things have respect to him, as the first from whom they are derived, and as the last to whom they tend. Therefore, in the supreme sense, by the above words, nothing else can be signified than the unition of the Lord's divine with the human, through continuous revelations from himself. That differently from other men, the Lord thought from the divine, thus from himself, may be seen above. Number 1904, 1914, 1935. And that he acquired for himself intelligence and wisdom by means of continuous revelations from the divine. Number 1616, 2500, 2523, 2632. That in the genuine sense, keeping the charge signifies all things of the word in general, and that commandments signify the internal things of the word, statutes the external things, and laws all things of the word specifically, may be seen from many passages as viewed in the internal sense, some of which may be adduced. Thus in David, blessed are the perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yehovah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. I meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I delight myself in thy statutes. I do not forget thy word. Recompense unto thy servant, that I may live. So will I keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Hide not thy commandments from me. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 27. Throughout this whole psalm, the subject treated of is the word and the things of the word, which are manifestly its precepts, statutes, judgments, testimonies, commandments, and ways. But what these signify specifically cannot possibly be seen from the sense of the letter, in which sense they are scarcely more than repetitions of the same thing. But it may be seen from the internal sense, in which one thing is signified by precepts, and quite different ones by statutes, judgments, testimonies, commandments, and ways. Again, in like manner. The law of Yehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yehovah is clean, standing forever. The judgments of Yehovah are truth. Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9. And in the first book of Kings, David charged Solomon his son, saying, Keep the charge of Yehovah thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, according to that which is written in the law of Moses. 2, verse 3. Keeping the charge denotes all things of the word in general, for it is mentioned in the first place, and looks to the things following as being less general. For keeping the charge is the same thing as keeping that which is to be kept. In Moses, Thou shalt love Yehovah thy God, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. Where keeping his charge, or keeping that which was to be kept, in like manner denotes all things of the word in general. Statutes denote the external things of the word, such as rituals and those things which are representative and significative of the internal sense. But commandments, the internal things of the word, such as those of life and doctrine, especially those which are of the internal sense. But concerning the signification of commandments and statutes, of the Lord's divine mercy, elsewhere. 3383, verses 6 and 7. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him concerning his woman. And he said, She is my sister, because he feared to say, She is my woman, lest the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was good to look upon. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, signifies the Lord's state in regard to the things of faith relatively to the rational things that were to be adjoined. And the men of the place asked him concerning his woman, signifies the investigations of men concerning divine truth. And he said, She is my sister, signifies rational truth. Because he feared to say, She is my woman, lest the men of the place should kill me for the sake of Rebekah, signifies that he could not open divine truths themselves, for thus divine good would not be received. Because she was good to look upon, signifies that it may easily be received from its being called divine. 3384. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. That this signifies the Lord's state in regard to the things of faith relatively to the rational things that were to be adjoined is evident from the signification of dwelling in Gerar as being to be in the things which are of faith, thus the state in regard to these things. For to dwell signifies to live, number 1293, and Gerar signifies the things which are of faith, number 1209, 2504, 3365. And from the representation of Isaac as being the Lord as to the divine rational, number 1893, 2066, 2072, 2083, 2630. That it is relatively to the rational things that were to be adjoined is evident from what goes before and from what follows. For in this whole chapter these things are treated of, namely, the rational things which, when enlightened by the divine of the Lord, are appearances of truth. That to dwell denotes to be and to live, thus the state, is evident from many passages in the Word. As in David, I will dwell in the house of Yahuwah for length of days, Psalm 23, verse 6. One thing have I asked of Yahuwah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahuwah all the days of my life, Psalm 27, verse 4. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell in the midst of my house, Psalm 101, verse 7. Where dwelling in the house of Yahuwah denotes being and living in the good of love, for this is the house of Yahuwah. In Isaiah, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. 9, verse 2. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death denotes the state of those who are in ignorance of good and truth. Again, Babel shall not be inhabited forever. 13, verse 20. Denoting the state of damnation of those who are Babel. Again, O Yahuwah, God of Israel, that inhabitest the cherubim, 37, verse 16, O Shepherd of Israel, inhabiting the cherubim, shine forth, Psalm 80, verse 1. To inhabit the cherubim is the Lord as to a state of providence, lest anyone should enter into the holy things of love and faith unless prepared by the Lord, number 308. In David, in peace will I both lay me down and sleep, for thou, Yahuwah, alone makest me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8. To make me to dwell in safety signifies a state of peace. In Jeremiah, O thou that dwellest upon many waters, great in treasures, thine end is come, the measure of thy gain. 51, verse 13. Concerning Babel, dwelling upon many waters denotes being in cognitions concerning truth. In Daniel, God himself revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. 2, verse 22. Where dwelling denotes being. Again in the same prophet, under that tree the beast of the field had shadow, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the branches thereof. 4, verse 12. And in Ezekiel, under its branches all the wild beast of the field brought forth, and in its shadow dwelt all great nations. 31, verse 6. Where dwelling denotes being and living. In Hosea, the threshing floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail her. They shall not dwell in the land of Yahuwah, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt. 9, verses 2 and 3. Not to dwell in the land of Yahuwah denotes not to be in a state of the good of love, consequently not in the Lord's kingdom. 3385. And the men of the place asked him concerning his woman. That this signifies the investigations of men concerning divine truth It is evident from the signification of asking as being to investigate, and from the signification of the men of the place, namely Gerar, as being those who are in the doctrinal things of faith, that Gerar signifies the things of faith may be seen above, number 1209, 2504. Thus the men of the place are men of such estate. And from the signification of woman, who here is Rebecca, as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational, number 3012, 3013, 3077. In what precedes, the appearances of truth have been treated of, in that they come forth by means of divine influx from the Lord into man's rational things, and the subject here treated of is the reception of these appearances, first by those who are in the doctrinal things of faith, and who are meant by the men of the place or of Gerar, and are of the first class of those who are called the spiritual. For as the spiritual have not perception, like the celestial, and are comparatively in obscurity, number 1043, 2088, 2669, 2708, 2715, 2718, 2831, 3235, 3241, 3246, they investigate whether a thing be so, and also whether it is divine truth. And as they have no perception as to whether it is so, there is given them what appears like truth, and this according to their rational, that is, according to their apprehension, for in this way it is received. Each person is permitted to believe truths as he apprehends them, otherwise there would be no reception, because no acknowledgement. This is the subject now treated of. 3386. And he said, "She is my sister." That this signifies rational truth is evident from the signification of sister as being rational truth. Number 1495, 2508, 2524, 2556. By rational truth is meant that which appears as true, according to the apprehension, or before the rational, as just said. The arcanum that Isaac said that Rebekah was his sister, as Abraham had before said that Sarah was his sister, first in Egypt, Genesis 12, verses 11 to 13 and 19, and afterwards in Gerar, Genesis 20, verses 2, 5, and 12, involves what is much the same, as may be seen from the explication of the former passages. And as the same thing occurred three times, and is three times related in the word, it is evident that there is in it an arcanum of the greatest moment, which can never be known to anyone except from the internal sense. But what the arcanum is appears from what follows. 3387. Because he feared to say, "She is my woman," lest the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca. That this signifies that he could not open divine truths themselves, because thus divine good would not be received, is evident from the signification of fearing to say, as being not to be able to open, from the signification of woman, who here is Rebecca, as being the Lord's divine rational as to divine truth, number 3012, 3013, 3077, from the signification of slaying me, as being that good is not received, for by Isaac, who here is me, is represented the divine good of the Lord's rational, number 3012, 3194, 3210. For good is said to be slain or to perish when it is not received, because with him who does not receive it, it is nullified. And from the signification of the men of the place, as being those who are in the doctrinal things of faith, number 3385. From all this it now appears, what is the internal sense of these words? Namely, that if divine truths themselves were to be opened, they would not be received by those who are in the doctrinal things of faith, because they surpass all their rational apprehension, thus all their belief, and consequently nothing of good from the Lord could flow in. For good from the Lord, or divine good, can inflow solely into truths, because truths are the vessels of good, as often shown. Truths, or appearances of truth, are given man to the intent that divine good may be able to form his understanding, and thus the man himself. For truths exist to the end that good may flow in, For without vessels or receptacles, good finds no place, because it finds no state corresponding to itself. And therefore, where there are no truths, or where they are not received, there is no rational or human good. Consequently, the man has no spiritual life. In order, therefore, that man may nevertheless have truths, and thereby have spiritual life, appearances of truth are given to everyone according to his apprehension, which appearances are acknowledged as truths because they are such that divine things can be in them. In order that it may be known what appearances are, and that they are such things as serve man instead of truth divine, let us take examples for illustration. If it should be said that in heaven there is no idea of place, thus none of distance, but that instead of these there are ideas of state, this could not possibly be apprehended by man, for this would cause him to believe that there nothing is distinct, but that everything is confused, that is, all in one or together, when yet all things there are so distinct that nothing can be more so. That the places, distances, and spaces which exist in nature are in heaven states may be seen above, number 3356. Hence it is manifest that whatever is said in the word concerning places and spaces, and from them and by means of them, is an appearance of truth. And unless it were said by means of such appearances, it would not be received at all, consequently would be scarcely anything. For so long as he is in the world, that is, in space and time, the idea of space and of time is within almost everything of man's thought, both in general and in particular. That the language of the word is according to appearances of space appears from almost everything in it. As in Matthew, Jesus asked them, saying, "How then doth David say, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool?" 22 verses 43 and 44. Where to sit on the right hand comes from the idea of place, thus according to appearance, when nevertheless what is here described is the state of the Lord's divine power. Again, Jesus said, "Henceforth ye shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming upon the clouds of heaven." 26 verse 64. Here in like manner, sitting on the right hand, and also coming upon the clouds, are derived from the idea of place with men. But with angels the idea is of the Lord's power. In Mark, the sons of Zebedee said to Jesus, "Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory." Jesus answered, "To sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, except to those for whom it hath been prepared." 10 verses 37 and 40. From this it is manifest what sort of an idea the disciples had concerning the Lord's kingdom, namely, that it was to sit on his right hand and on his left. And because they had such an idea, the Lord also answered them according to their apprehension, thus according to what appeared to them. In David, "He is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run his course. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it." Psalm 19, verses 5 and 6. Speaking of the Lord, whose state of divine power is here described by such things as are of space. In Isaiah, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the dawning? Thou saidest in thine heart, I will ascend into the heavens, I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud." 14 verses 12 and 14. Where falling from heaven, ascending into the heavens, exalting the throne above the stars of heaven, ascending above the heights of the cloud, all of which are expressions descriptive of the love of self profaning holy things, are all derived from the idea and appearance of space or place. Inasmuch as spiritual and celestial things are presented before man by means of such things as appear to men, and in accordance with such things, Therefore heaven is also described as being on high, when yet it is not on high, but is in what is internal. Number 450, 1380, 2148. 3388. Because she was good to look upon. That this signifies that it might be easily received from its being called divine is evident from the signification of good to look upon as being that which pleases by its form, thus what is easily received. Those are here treated of who are in the doctrinal things of faith and have no perception of truth from good, but only a conscience of truth from having been so taught by parents and masters. These are they who are called the men of the place or of Gerar, number 3385, 3387. With such persons, the first of confirmation of truth is that it is called divine, for then they at once have an idea of what is holy, which gives a universal confirmation to everything that is stated, even if they do not comprehend it. But still, what is stated must be adapted to their apprehension, for it is not sufficient for a man to know that a thing is, he also desires to know what it is and what is its nature, in order that he may therein find some confirmation for his intellectual part, and from this again in turn. If this be not the case, a thing may indeed be induced on the memory, but it does not remain there otherwise than as a dead thing or as a mere sound. And unless confirmatory things from some source or other have fixed it in the memory, it is dissipated like the remembrance of some mere thing of sound.